Good afternoon, everyone. I'm registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens, and we're back again with another Taco Tuesday. So I've had a couple of people ask questions about inflammation, and this is something that comes up a lot just in appointments in general. So I thought we could do a few sessions on what you can do from a diet standpoint. We will hit a little bit on supplements over the next couple of sessions as well to bring down inflammation in your body. Now, inflammation itself is not always a bad thing. For example, if we get injured, our immune system responds and we might see signs of inflammation like swelling and redness, and this is the body trying to heal itself. However, constant inflammation from an unhealthy lifestyle creates chronic inflammation. So this can lead to a lot of diseases, diabetes, heart disease, and possibly even certain types of cancer. Within this whole realm of inflammation, one food group, an entire group that has really been villainized is grains. So entire diets have been structured around avoiding all grains like paleo and keto and autoimmune paleo, which is a diet that's targeted primarily toward people who have autoimmune disorders that are not improving with medications. Books have been written about the catastrophic effects that we'll get from eating grains, but is all of that based in evidence? And that's what we're going to dig into a little bit today. So in order to answer that question, we have to break down our grains into two basic categories, and you've probably heard these before, but we need to talk about the difference between whole grains and refined grains. So whole grains are grains that actually contain all parts of the grain: the bran, which is the outside of the grain, the endosperm, which is the inside of the grain, and then the germ, which is a little core in the grain. Refined grains, on the other hand, typically just contain the endosperm, often with some nutrients maybe fortified or added back in, because most of the nutrients that we are found in the germ and in the bran. So when we remove those, we get a smoother grain, which is why a lot of people like some of our refined grain products better. They have less texture. They tend to be a little bit smoother. But it's because we've pulled out those portions that contain so much of the nutrition of the grain. So whole grains include certain whole wheat breads and pastas, oatmeal, brown rice, farro, millet, and many, many, many other grains. Refined grains tend to be our white breads, our white pastas, most of our crackers and cereals, white rice. They also commonly come with a lot of extra added sugars like cookies and cakes and other treats. So when we think about the difference between those two, the research really shows a lot of differences in what happens when we eat whole grains versus refined grains. So intake of refined grains has been linked to a lot of things that increase inflammation and a lot of diseases that are associated with increased inflammation. A recent meta-analysis, so again, that's one of those really big research studies that takes all of the relevant research, puts it together, and comes to a conclusion based off of everything they can find that's available on that topic. So a meta-analysis that was done in 2020, so relatively recently, found that refined grain intake is possibly linked with increased risk of gastric and colon cancers, where that same meta-analysis found lower risk of gastric and colon cancers with whole grain intake, and whole grain intake was also associated with lower risk of colorectal cancer, pancreatic cancer, and esophageal cancer. So whole grains appear to have a pretty big benefit when it comes to cancer as a whole, whereas refined grains might be more associated with some of our intestinal cancers, gastric cancer and colon cancer. Refined grain intake has also been associated with an increased risk of cardiovascular disease and high blood pressure, whereas whole grains appear to decrease our risk of cardiovascular disease, as well as blood pressure, as well as weight loss, which is associated with a lot of these things. So whole grains will often considered something that are going to cause people to gain weight, or carbs as a whole people feel are going to cause them to gain weight. Whole grains have actually been shown to help reduce weight and keep weight off when we eat them appropriately. Whole grains have also been associated with lower risk of type 2 diabetes and what's called lower all-cause mortality or death with whole grain intake. So whole grains appear to be a really useful part of our diet. Now, one specific part of some of our whole grains is something that's really been villainized, and that's gluten. Now, the research suggests that for most people, gluten coming from whole grain sources such as whole wheat and grains like farro does not have the negative impact suggested by some diets and by some diet promoters. So it's important to ensure just in general that our diet is balanced, right? We want to make sure that grains are not replacing things like colorful vegetables, healthy fats, good sources of lean protein, but they can be a great addition. So how can you incorporate them into your diet in these healthy ways to make sure that we have room for all of those other things? I recommend people choose actual whole grains versus whole grain products whenever possible. So this means trying to choose things like brown rice, quinoa, farro, millet, or other actual whole grains. Oatmeal is another good example. Things that when you're looking at it, you're looking at the grain itself rather than our cereals, breads, and pastas most of the time. Now, that doesn't mean you can never have cereals, breads, and pastas. It just means choosing the less processed version more often than not can have some benefit. You can certainly just add it as a side to your meal, having quinoa on the side or rice, but you can also add grains into soups or casseroles. You can do stir fries and mix your grain in, whether that's brown rice or any other grain you choose. You could do things like a breakfast quinoa or breakfast millet. If you Google either of those options, kind of search online for them, you will find hundreds of different ways to incorporate those into breakfast. You could make little no-bake oatmeal energy bites, which come with a good healthy fat usually because they'll typically have some kind of peanut butter or nut butter in them. Usually some chia seed and flax seeds. You're getting loads of benefit, but that oatmeal will give you benefit as well. Farro is one a lot of people haven't heard of. Farro is made the same way we make rice or a lot of our other grains, but it's got a little bit, it's a little bit bigger. It's got a little bit more texture to it. Feels a little bit more substantial. Again, you can have it as a side, but if you look for a recipe for something like a cherry farro salad or a Mediterranean farro salad, you'll find some really great flavorful options that you can incorporate into your summer meal plan. Now, there are no supplements we can take to replace the benefits we get from whole grains. That's just one that is best to have, again, as a whole food source of nutrition in our diet. A lot of the fiber, a lot of the benefit likely comes from the fiber. But a fiber supplement alone is not going to replace all of the loads of nutrition we get from these whole grain foods. So start to seek out some different ways that you can incorporate whole grains into your diet. Remember that they shouldn't replace other healthy parts of our diet like proteins, healthy fats, and veggies, but they make a great addition to the whole meal plan and can certainly be something that can be enjoyed. You also don't have to avoid those refined grains forever. If you love white rice, that doesn't have to come out of your diet. We just need to be mindful of that portion size, and we just need to be looking at what the whole big picture of diet looks like. Next week, we'll dive deeper into the relationship between our diet and inflammation, and we'll take on another topic within that. But if you have topics you want us to cover, feel free to reach out here at Q92. You can call 598-7301. You can certainly reach out to me in person as well. Anytime you see me around town, feel free to let us know a topic you'd like to hear. Again, I am Amber Boyens, registered dietitian nutritionist. That's another Taco Tuesday. We'll see you next week.